And now I want to sing the real Mexican song calling Soy Puro Mexicano. I'm real Mexican. Yo soy puro mexicano y me he echado el compromiso con la tierra en que nací, de ser macho entre los machos, y por eso muy ufano yo le canto a mi país. Es mi gloria haber nacido bajo un sol que se ha encendido con la llama del valor. Y me gusta ver la muerte echar rondas con mi suerte, con mi vida y con mi amor. Ay, ay, ay. Si yo le entro a los balazos y me gustan los trancazos, es por puro vacilar. Pa' curarme las heridas en los cariñosos brazos de la dueña de mi amor. Es mi raza de las buenas, pues me corre por las venas sangre de indio y español. Una pa' morir sonriendo y otra pa' vivir teniendo muy bien puesto el corazón. Pues soy puro mexicano.
Come on, Pedro. You want to say goodbye? Decinos, por favor, señor, un palabra en español.
Muchísimas gracias por su amable aplauso. Es mi primera vez que yo canto en los Estados Unidos y este aplauso lo recojo para mis compatriotas, para México, y lo llevo dentro de mi corazón. Muy buenas noches y muy gracias.
Muchas gracias, señor Vargas, y nuestras mejores felicitaciones. Now may I present to you a distinguished musician, creator of a popular style of singing which has made his name and his vocal ensemble and his radio performance a household word. I needn't say any more than the popular and well-loved Fred Waring. Come out, Fred.
Start doing the thing we best do, singing.
Time is now, the time is now. It's time to read the writing on the wall. For the world won't wait since fate sets the date. And the time is now. Oh, that Yankee do or die is on the go again. And they'll see a mighty show again. The curtain's going up. Can't you hear that call to give your all? And the time is now. Are you ready for the start? Is your heart in the fight for the right to defend to the end all we love? Will you meet the final test with the best at your hand for the land that we've made with the aid of God above? The time is now, the time is now. It's time to heed the writing on the wall. For the world won't wait since fate set the date and the time. The time is now. Oh, that Yankee do or die is on the go again. And they'll see the damnedest show again. The curtain's going up. When we ring that bell, we'll send them all to hell. And the time is now. The time is now. The time is now.
Now we'll get down to business with a beautiful song from Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful day. It is going my way. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. Bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the
So we have a group we call Two Bees and a Honey. It's a trio, a swing trio, a jive trio. They're the solid sender type. And will you bring that piano over, please? The Two Bees and Honey, we call them Daisy, Murray, and Hal. And they will be here in just... Yes, they're here now. In fact, here's Daisy now. She's... pardon me. There's a piano in the offing, too. Right over there. There's somebody will tell you. This is Daisy. You can watch her for a minute, and I'll get this other one.
Let's have some music, Professor. I've got a story to tell of a man who did me dirty in the old Coyote Trail Hotel.
Coyote Trail Hotel?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I was a hillbilly lassie, and he was a snake in the grass. I'm a painted lady now. This is how my downfall happened.
happened.
That's good. Yeah.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was a dark and stormy night.
I was pure and lily white.
He was pure and lily white.
Just a baby from the clover in the house of Casanova. On a dark and stormy night, I was an orphan in a storm.
He was an orphan in a storm.
But my heart was young and warm. So he ogled me and eyed me with no mother there to guide me. I was young and uninformed. Oh, I remember that night. I remember that night so clearly. I walked into the saloon and there I saw Sam. So I walked right up to him and I said, "Hiya, Sammy."
It looks like Sam is gonna scram.
What a no good
man.
Why, that old coyote, I'll kill him.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol pack in my mule. Lay that pistol down. Drop that gat, babe, oh babe. Put aside your artillery. Pistol pack in my mule. Drop that gat immediately.
Never flirt with a gal named Tess down old Texas way.
Hey, sing it.
Cause if you do, I'm telling you just what you have to say.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in my mold.
Lay that pistol down.
I listened to the story of this pistol packing honey. I drew my gat. I shot that rat. It was rally very funny.
Drop that gat. Babe,
oh
babe, put aside your artillery.
Pistol
pack in my
mold.
Drop that gat immediately.
A bit higher, please. Thank you. Pappy made a batch of corn. The revenuers came. Their draw was slow, so now you know you can't do that to me.
Pistol
pack and mama, lay that pistol down. Drop it! Hey! Such taste. Now, the Glee Club will come back. Will the Glee Club return, please? We have a chance to sing a song here, which is one of the most loved, best loved songs of American song literature. Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Be denied.
just stand back with the squires. Move back. Move back while the squires are on. Now, we have a number which we'd like all of you to join with us. You haven't been invited to sing all night, and we want you to sing with us the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Your part is quite simple. You all know the words. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Will you give them the pitch and we'll let them get an idea? Glory, glory, hallelujah. That's what you do. You sing that three times. His truth is marching on. Now we'll see how much singing we can get out of this group. I'm going to fight like the devil to get some singing out of you. Will you respond? After all, we're Americans. We all know it. Will you try? No? Will you really try? Let's hear how you'll try. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Come on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
We got more than that out of a quartet. Try it once more now. Come on. Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
All right, now. That's fine. Now, don't get excited and run away with it. Keep it nice and slow, and when we get to the spot, I'll turn around and lead you, and it'll be very exciting if you try. If you don't, we should have stayed in New York. All right.
Sentence in the dim and flaring lamps, his day is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
spread out there. Spread out there. No. Gentlemen,
our very warm thanks to the
audience.
Thank you, Dr. Blackstone, the NBC Orchestra. We've enjoyed tremendously this opportunity to pay our respects and affections to you, sir, to the gentlemen of the press. And we wish you in this year in which truth is marching on a very, very pleasant goodbye.
And thank you very much, NBC, for a grand show. And also our very great thanks to the Statler Hotel for putting on such a nice party. Now, gentlemen, please remain in your seats until the president has left the hall. And before he leaves, he's got a good night word for us. Gentlemen, this is off the record, the President of the United States.
Merriman, and my colleagues of many conferences. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me a very wonderful evening of relaxation and of pleasure. This wonderful show that we've had left me with only one thought. We of the White House Correspondents Association still have something to do. To entertain our fellow citizens. And I think that if Dave Sarnoff were to come and teach us how to do it, we could have one of our conferences on the air in order that the public might enjoy our conferences as much as I do. Of course, these parties take me back many, many years when George O'Connor led us tonight. It took me back to the days when he and I, after the late unpleasantness between the North and the South, were first elected to the House of Representatives. George and I became old, old friends, as we've remained ever since. And it was in a certain excellent place on Pennsylvania Avenue, near the foot of Capitol Hill, and far removed from the other end of Capitol Hill, when he taught me how to sing Saloon. That was the beginning. I had to be in Washington. And that's why I've come back so often since. Carries me back to the days of Uncle Ted, when there was no White House Correspondents Association, when there were a few people who drifted in occasionally, and Uncle Ted had his favorites. You don't know about it, you're too young, but he did. And it carries me back these many, many years, when there were so many of you, that I had to build a new West Wing to the White House. And so the years have gone by, and I'm very happy to have been with you tonight. I wish that everybody could come to these parties, and that also we could translate some of our parties, oh, not the kind with white ties and white waistcoats and stiff shirts. If we could translate our parties, because these are peculiarly our parties, to some of the fronts, way down into the southwestern Pacific, and up in the Aleutians, and across the ocean on the other side to Italy and Sicily and England. We've had some wonderful examples of great service out of uniform in this war. Bob Hope, the most popular American with the armed forces overseas today. And the good people who every day are going to the camps and the hospitals in this land and on the fighting fronts. We're grateful to them, and we're grateful to the other heroes, Ray, Mac, who are not with us this year, and many others who come back and tell us about things, and who, when they're on the other side, write the kind of stories that make people, more than any other thing, I think, realize what war is. And so, I am going to ask your permission, your president and your ex-president, to let me ask you to drink a little toast. A toast to the armed forces of the United States, Army, Navy, and Marines, and especially to those men who are serving at all the fighting fronts today. Gentlemen, the armed forces.
The armed forces.
Be seated. Good night, gentlemen. Thanks for being with us.